Hello and welcome back. We're now on to Module 4, Step 3, Workplace, Culture and Research. In this module, we look at gender differences, the research that's out there, a couple of case studies, and last but not least, what doctors think about menopause. But first of all, let's remind ourselves of what's going on and why it is important to complete this course on menopause in the workplace. Women can feel pretty wretched as they go through menopause. Better knowledge and understanding will help women regain their confidence, feel valued and recognised, which in turn will help them grow in their chosen career course. Many women at the time of menopause feel disengaged at work. They feel they don't belong anymore. They report feeling overwhelmed. What some women are hearing from managers is, if you can't do your job, there are plenty who can. That particular quote was from a female manager. So it's not, it's difficult to get the understanding out there. So we really need the right message to go. And all this emphasises the point that women have significant needs, significant and different needs. So let's start with taking a look at the current workplace culture. Once we understand that situation, we can challenge the status quo and get the right things happening. What does poor workplace culture mean? Well, historically speaking, the workplace was designed by men to accommodate male working practices. And there's nothing wrong with that, except when factoring in women in the workplace and their different needs, including different styles of working. Women have a long reproductive cycle, and the workplace acknowledges this with maternity support and also updated training for returners. But when it comes to hormonal health, this becomes such a personal subject that many issues are not raised properly or at all. Perhaps from fear of ridicule, or they're experiencing actual ridicule, and generally because of lack of understanding. Take a look at this piece of research by Professor Amanda Griffiths et al. Of Nottingham University. It's quite telling. I use many of the stats from this research when speaking publicly or in live workshops, and I've used some of the stats which you will see in my images in this course. Click on the link here to that piece of research, and it's called Women's Experience of Working Through the Menopause. Any research you may look at from time to time on any subject often shows results quoting percentages as 0.05% will achieve X, Y, Z, or maybe the numbers may stretch to 0.5%. And that's the key difference here. The percentage of women expressing dissatisfaction with particularly line managers, but also how their confidence levels drop, which in turn has a detrimental effect on productivity or performance and may contribute to increased absenteeism. Take a look at the image here where the lowest percentage mentioned is 35%. Where women lost confidence when working to a deadline. Big difference, 0.05% or 35%. It's telling a real story. There seems to be a constant fight against the tide for recognition and awareness about something that isn't quite right. There seems to be a constant fight against the tide for recognition and awareness about something that isn't quite right, but can't be named. And women themselves don't understand about the status of their hormones and therefore cannot voice their true feelings or what recognition they are looking for. I think we can agree that that is all about to change. Click on the PDF for links to some of the best current research on the subject, and guess what? The overall conclusion is that employers need to sit up and listen and do something. I've also included in this PDF a link to an article written for the Police Federation newsletter where the author emphasises how older female officers could be left feeling isolated without support for menopause. I think this adds impetus to the need for more information and support as it brings the story into a real-life scenario and one which can no longer be ignored. Other interesting links have been included too. All this, of course, brings us nicely to the final image in this section, where I would like you to reflect on disciplinary procedures. The misdiagnosing of stress, anxiety and depression, and then losing valuable, highly trained staff. Ally this to the research quoted here, and I think you will agree that it is time to not only look at the role hormonal anarchy plays, affecting women at work, but also that a policy on menopause at work would be a good idea, as this would show that this condition is now officially recognised and that support and advice is available to all who seek it. And let's remember that this is a transient phase in a woman's life. So now let's take a look at the next recording where we discuss gender.